Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Goodness. A bit of velvety vocalization there. Lovely. You're like a singer. Getting it all out.
Getting it all out.
Getting it all out. How are you today, love?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Do you feel dry? Do you feel empty? Are you questioning your existence? I know I am.
Well, you're questioning my existence.
No, I'm questioning my own.
All right. Okay. Yeah. One of those days.
Yeah,
I don't know. Do you know how sometimes you just kind of think, I don't know if I can be arsed?
Oh, my goodness. So you're fairly ambivalent today.
Yeah.
Well, frankly, that's what we don't want on this podcast.
Sorry.
So tober up, bitch.
Well, say something sparkling. Amusing.
Oh, I can't. It's not that kind of comedy. I remember actually a floor manager, I won't say where, BBC, Pacific Key, had said, could you just go on and say something funny? I said, absolutely not. It's not that kind of comedy or warm-up. No. And they just looked at me as though, what? And I went, don't piss me off.
No.
Don't piss me off. This was the same person. I'm not one to name drop, Rylan Clark Neil. I was doing the warm-up for...
You've got a clanger sound.
Oh, no, how about just a court shoe tripping over some gravel? Jealous, jealous bitches. Anyway, lovely little Rylan. And I'm sure this floor manager had given me the times incorrectly, because all I heard was, and here's your warm-up, it's Mr. Rylan Clark Neil. Now, unfortunately, and I can't disguise this, I was on the toilet.
Okay.
Because it was curry night, and it had gone through me. So the next thing, I had to cut, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I was given the right. He was like, it's okay, but you have to come through where I would come through, and I'll introduce you as the host of the show. And I said, I'll host the show, but you'll give me the money. And he went, we'll switch. But that's, yeah, people are funny that way, aren't they? They're always like, you know, and it's the easiest thing you can do at a comedian. Oh, well, tell us a joke then. Because you wouldn't say to a fireman, oh, hang on, I'm just going to set fire to that. Put that out. Or you might say something about your horse. Oh, no, come on, you're better than that.
Oh, I don't know. Is that thing? Do you know what annoys me as well? Those people that say they've got an imposter syndrome. Sturgeon does it all the time. Oh, I think I've got an imposter syndrome. No, you're just... not what's wrong with just not being very good at something for a minute and then being good again.
And it's not held her back.
That's the other thing, isn't it? That's what people do. They're like, oh, dreadful time, and oh god, it's awful, and oh, I feel I've got an imposter syndrome, and oh, I'm such a failure. You're like, you don't want 180 grand a year, woman.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is,
is it that much? I don't know what I get paid.
It's just that thing, isn't it, that people are always like, you know, I want attention, but I don't want that kind of attention because I want to be in control of the attention. And what I'll maybe say is that, you know, I'm not brilliant, and I'm not talking about Nicola at this moment in time. She has a very challenging job, and I really, really do wish that someone will crowdfund to buy the woman a pair of shoes in her size, because they're all half a size too big. I've said this for years. It really worries me. We'll move on, okay? Because the thing is, as well, if you're wearing shoes that you're having to click on, that is just, you know, your toes are going to be arthritic. But as I say, we'll move on. I think it is the case. It's a bit like, it's almost a get out of jail free thing.
Yes.
I have a story. There's a surprise.
Just before you start. No, just about the, is that thing. What is wrong with having feelings? If people, then why do people try to stop feeling certain ways? Oh, I feel anxious. Oh, I feel this. Oh, I need to get help. Oh, I need therapy. Oh, I think I've got imposter syndrome. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Why can't you just go, I feel a bit shit, and that's what today brings, and just own it? So that's
so back to my story.
Basically, I'm trying to say, I feel a bit shit, deal with it. Carry on.
Oh my goodness, right, okay. Please don't poke your biro at me, filthy boot. So anyway, this person, who I don't think is a particularly brilliant comedian.
I'm right here.
I'd say that to your face.
I know you would.
And they always did this thing, no matter where you were, they look a bit funny. It's like, see until I've gone out and I've got a problem with them, say nothing. So this person had been on with them 3 weeks and they'd consistently died on their bumbleery. And they came up to me at the end and went, sorry about that. And I went, is there a problem or anything? Like, yep, been painting the house. I went, well, how big is the fucking house? Because you must be high off the fumes. Do one. For God's sake, what excuse is that? I've been painting the house, what, forever? The chain gang. What is this? I just can't be bothered with it. It is that thing that people never own it. And it's all right. Not that it's all right not to be okay or all that kind of stuff, but it's okay to say that you have self-doubt. Why wouldn't you? Absolutely. Unless you were total arrogancia central.
Especially doing this job.
Well, yeah, or any job that you have public profile in. Because if you think about it, you know, whether you're a politician, a performer, you know, even a self-employed plumber has to put on some element of performance, you know, they have to think that they're good. It was, who was the guy from The Only Way is Essex, and his father had unfortunately taken his own life. And this was Nick Norcross, really nice guy from that programme, Towie, and his father, unfortunately, had taken his own life, and he was on Loose Women, and it was the first interview, and he said what he has done now, because the reality show has set him up very, very well, he now has a hosing driveway business, and when he turns up at people's houses, they're like, oh my goodness, you're the one from the telly, and he's like, yeah, and they're like, oh, don't you feel that's a bit of a step down in it? He said, no, I'm building a business that I can pass on to my kids. I can't pass on my television career to kids, which, if you look at Liza Minnelli, she got a lot passed down, and she's nuts, God love her.
I know.
So, you know, there's that.
Yeah. There is a lot of people that have that handed down, don't they? That sort of inherited.
But I think that
straight into a job in TV or straight into...
Well, I think the thing is that parental or family connections can get you in the room, but it's up to you to display the talents in which to stay there. But
have you not seen some of the inverted commas talent on television?
On what programme? Any of them?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
No, No, I just think there's been quite a lot of opportunities given to people. I sound like I'm in a right old grump. I sound like a bitter old woman, don't I? People have been given opportunities and I've not got them.
Do you want those opportunities? No. Do you want to be a celebrity's child? Because I'm here to tell you it's a wee bit late in the day.
Oh, well, I was a celebrity's child, but then he died and didn't leave me an inheritance. Oh, so that's God's what happened.
Right, exhume the body, demand the cash, kill him all over again. What is happening in our carefully collated list? Because I'm sure we're going off topic again.
Oh, I know. I don't know why we keep doing that. It's because we keep talking and keep going off on things. Perspective. I haven't got any today.
No.
It's okay to hate. Well, hey, there's a topic.
Yeah, I think.
Is it okay to hate?
Oh, I think it's completely up to you. A lot of people say that hate is a useless emotion. So they're your emotions. So do you want to waste your time hating? I mean, I do hate people. It just doesn't keep me up at night. It's just the fact that I hate them.
But I think, I think it is good to hate. I think the definition of comedy as well is like love, hate, fear, all that kind of stuff. I think.
Although I hate that, I do hate that Marmite analogy. That gives my fanny the bile.
Do you hate Marmite?
Marmite. No, because I quite like Twiglets.
I love Marmite. Yeah. Absolutely.
I quite like Twiglets. And they don't offer it a pound in Morrison's at the moment. They're trying to get rid of Christmas stock.
Oh, right, okay, I do hate Jesus Christ. I do hate...
You hate Jesus Christ? Why? What's she done to you? She's a really good friend of mine, actually.
I hate when they do things with things that I like Marmite. I love Marmite, but then they decide to do Marmite chocolate, and you go, what are you doing?
Have you had the Marmite pinwheel pastry things with cheese Marquis?
No.
Really nice.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? When they start to put things into, it's like putting them into the wrong box. Nah, not happy.
Goodness, your blinkers are really on today, Jojo, which isn't like you. You're normally just waiting to drink in what's going on around you. Metaphorically, literally.
Literally, whatever. Yeah. Maybe that's what's happened. I haven't had a drink for a while.
It's been a week.
That's a while.
Yeah, a week. That's...
Actually, oh no, I didn't. I had a non-alcoholic lager last night and I drank it thinking, what's the point in this? What is the point in non-alcoholic? It's like vegan sausages. What's the point?
Going back to reality TV, is it Spencer, whoever that was made in Chelsea, and he's got non-alcoholic gin? And I look at all these non-alcoholic gins, particularly, is it Seedsmith or Sipsmith or it's Seedling or whatever? £30.
Uh-huh.
So you can normally get a bottle of Whitley Neal and Morrison's for £20.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting the full alcohol. It's £10 less that you can spend on low-grade tonic and May snacks, as opposed to just having... I don't understand the point. I mean, did it taste like lager?
It did.
Yeah. And
it did. Actually, to be fair, it did taste like lager. So that's part of the point, I suppose, because I do like drinking lager. But I do like drinking lager because the more you have, the more pissed you become. And so then the more fun I have.
Do you drink for effect or do you drink for taste?
Both.
Oh.
Definitely both. Because if I just drank for taste, I would just drink non-alcoholic lager, wouldn't I?
I don't know, because I don't drink lager.
I like being pissed.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, really like
do you know
it.
Something, actually? I do as well.
Yeah. Just because there's a silliness about me. I'm not one of those angry drunks. Well, unless I get a bee in my bonnet about COVID.
No, I normally would have about 20 double gins on a night out, maybe a couple of bottles of wine, and then I just go home.
Yeah, well, yeah, I remember being in the loft bar with you. And I don't know if I can even remember the story right, but I said, do you want another drink? And you had another drink. And then you said to me, wait till I tell you, I've got something to tell you. I went to get a drink, came back, and I went, wait, tell me what, about who? And you went, what? And you literally like, what are you talking about? You couldn't remember.
I think I told you that someone had either split up with someone or had an affair or done that kind of thing. And it was, I don't know, Johnny Knox. And you said, but you were going to tell me about Johnny Knox. And I went, well, who's that?
Johnny Knox? Yes. That's right, yeah.
Yes. But that loft bar, that had an awful lot to answer for, in all honesty, yes.
And then you do your disappearing act when you've had too much to drink.
I remember, I don't know if I should say this, but I remember one evening, both, shall we say, maybe left not in the best circumstances, but myself and the venue owner, I'm sure asked to leave, because the bouncer came up to me and went, why are you sleeping? I went, because everyone's boring, that's why. Anyway, right, you're going to have to go. I went, how dare you? Don't touch me. Touch me. Don't touch me. And they put me down in the kind of dumb lift, the waiter thing. The smaller lift, yeah.
I remember going... One night going into the stand with my son, and they refused to serve me. And I know. And this is going back a few years ago at the point where I did wake up the next day going, I got refused. How drunk do you have to be refused a drink at the stand? That is pretty drunk.
Well, I've never been refused a drink at the stand, but I remember very briefly Newton Bar, Jimmy Quinn, we'll leave that there, and doing one of his Waverley Care benefits, and I'd overindulged in the red wine, gone to do Best of Scottish, couldn't speak. Tommy was waiting for me backstage. Raymond Menz has got, he went, Brish, you're absolutely pissed. And I went, how rude. I said, where is my drink? And he went, oh, for God's sake, there's your money, there's your money. You're going to have to go and get Raymond to take over the whole show. Because I was just slurring.
Slurring. But not with slur.
Not with slur. My mum doesn't drink. She likes a slur at Christmas.
That's what we used to give the kids when they were little at Christmas. They thought they were drinking wine. Yeah. I've cheered up through this podcast.
Have you?
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And I'm just really hoping that no one has done the opposite and chooses to get in touch because our little truth transmitters, you know, you don't know what to do with the TTs. But no. And thank you again for listening.
Thank you very much for listening. If you still are.
Quite frankly, we need the listeners.
I mean, if you still are. I mean, I don't know if...
How can people go around finding and subscribing this?
They can subscribe on all the usuals. Platforms, which I don't actually know. I know of Apple, Spotify, Good Pods. Mm-hmm. And if there's other ones that you know, I have no idea. I'm still getting to grips with technology. But I've listened to us on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found... So if I can find it, anybody can find it.
Well, that's fine.
But then surely by default, if they're listening to this, then they've already found it.
Yeah, well, let's just hope they find it amusing, because that's really the point of it, isn't it?
It is the point of it. And sometimes not, but then we all have good days, bad days.
Talking of, I'm off.
I can smell you from here.
Okay. I'm off to commence my life as a Peter Sutcliffe lookalike. I'll catch you soon.
Bye.
Toodles.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.